رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام العافية، اللهم إنا نسألك دوام العافية، اللهم إنا نسألك الشكر على العافية. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت، واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين، سلما لأوليائك وحظا لأعدائك، نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهالينا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين، وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، آمين برحمتك يا رب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، صدق الله العظيم. This is the first of the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Many ahadith bear witness to the fact that these two verses carry a great deal of virtue, and hence we will discuss some of these ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he narrates from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever recites the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah at night, then these two verses will suffice for that individual. What is the meaning of suffice? Suffice for what? Our ulama have explained three different aspects and three different dimensions of this these two verses being sufficient. Number one, the onslaught of man and jinn upon an individual, whatever fitna, whatever difficulties they would want to impose upon a person, these two verses will become a protection for that individual. Secondly, calamities that may befall a person, these two verses become a protection for those calamities. Of course, whatever is muqaddar and whatever is destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to happen. And thirdly, it suffices that if perchance a person was unable to make his other adhkar, his other normal routine recitals of verses of the Quran or tasbihat, etc., he was unable to do it, then these two verses will be sufficient for that person for that night. Then we find Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the theme of this narration is found in 6 or 7 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I had been given the concluding verses of Surah Baqarah, min kanzin taht al arsh, from a treasure from below the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such has never been given to any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before me. Now here there's three aspects. One is this, a treasure. Obviously what we treasure will be most valuable to an individual. And when we ascertain that each and every word of the Qur'an, each and every harf of the Qur'an is of great value, and then this will have an added value insofar as the Qur'an Sharif in itself is concerned. Number two, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every word, every harf of the Qur'an is lofty, has its position of highness. But here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing it gives us an idea of the loftiness of these verses. And then number three, that no other Nabi was given the likes of this verse. Hence, this shows a very unique merit that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find in the hadith of the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traversed from Makkah Mukarrama, Baytul Maqdis, and then through the 7 skies, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went beyond the Sidratul Muntaha raka wa ta'ala. At that time, very famously, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted one gift, and the gift of 5 salat. In this narration, together with the gift of 5 salat, 5 namazes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was granted the last portion of Surah Al-Baqarah. In other words, this came as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then obviously it will be a gift to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to complete that hadith, the third gift that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person from my ummah who has not committed shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person, provided he turns to Allah, he seeks tawbah, he seeks forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. Then we find one hadith where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they heard a very strange sound like that of a creaking door. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam looked up towards the sky, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this door has never opened before, and an angel had come down, and this angel never came before. Now hear the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of two noors, two lights that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. One is that of Surah Al-Fatiha, that is a great noor and a light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. And the second is the concluding verses of Surah Al-Fatiha, of Surah Al-Baqarah. The last and concluding part of this hadith, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you will not recite a single harf, a single letter from either Surah Al-Fatiha or the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, but it will be granted to you. Now when we look at Surah Al-Fatiha, there is a dua, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for guidance, for hidayat, and hence that will be granted to you. And together with that, in the next verse, in the last verse of the Surah, of Surah Al-Baqarah, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for various things, and when we recite it will not be rejected, it will be granted. And then in conclusion, we find Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in one narration, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that whoever has any understanding of the deen of Islam, then that person will never sleep until the person has recited Ayatul Kursi and the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. So when we look at these great virtues that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has attached to these verses, then obviously on the one hand, its recital should become part of our routine. And secondly, to try to understand what is the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these two verses. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, the program will continue with Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahab. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, just now in the Fajr Salah, our respected Imam Mufti Muhammad Rawat Sahab has recited verses from Surah Luqman. Hakim Luqman gave certain advices to his son. And one particular advice caught my attention in the Salah, wherein Hakim Luqman told to his son, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. That, oh my son, follow the path of those people that turn towards me, turns towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inabat ila Allah. Turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and attaching themselves with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this inabat, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is also understood from the advices of Hakim Luqman. Hakim Luqman himself says that there is one set of advice that I repeatedly shared with the people. And in that set of advices, he speaks about zikr, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hakim Luqman says, ihfaz arba' fi arba'. Preserve four things in four things. Kalamuka fi, we're talking to people, look after your tongue. وَعَيْنَيْكَ فِي بُيُوتِ النَّاسِ. When you go to the houses of people, look after your eyes. وَمَعْدُكَ فِي الْمَائِدَةِ. When you're eating, then look after your stomach. Don't eat everything that's a mental for your health. وَقَلْبُكَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And when you're performing your salah, then look after your heart in your salah. Pay full attention in your salah. Then he mentions that La taskur isnain. Two things you should never ever mention. Ihsanuka ila nas wa isa'atun nas ilayk. If you do somebody a favor, did ihsan to someone, you did it for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, don't go and advertise it and talk about it. You did somebody a favor, you empowered the person, keep quiet. You did it for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And second, if somebody did some bad to you, hurt you, if you can contain yourself and don't talk about it, then you should do so. And then the last two advices he gives, he says, La tansa isnain. The two things we should never ever forget. First, don't forget death. Death is hovering over our heads. Don't ever forget it. We don't know when the time will come for us to leave this dunya. How many people We probably stood right next to them in our salah, and the next salah, we're performing the salatul janazah. And the second, la tansa Allah, never forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, remember that all the time. Just now in the tafsir, our respected Imam Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib referred to the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, which was given to the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went to Mi'raj. And then a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck my mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقِيتُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَيْلَةَ أُسْرِيَ بِي. When I went for Mi'raj, I met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told to me, Ya Muhammad, اقرأ أمتك السلام مني. O Muhammad, convey my salam to your ummah. The adab and etiquette of this particular hadith is, when this hadith is narrated, we are actually receiving the salam from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and we should reply to the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirum, tell your ummah, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ قِيَعَانِ تُرْبَةُ الطَّيِّبِ. Jannat is a barren field, open, nothing is in there. And طَيِّبَةُ turba, the sand of it is very, very pure. And عَزْمَةُ الْمَا, and the water in Jannah is very beautiful and sweet. But وَأَنَّهَا قِيَعَانِ is an open field. And how we can cultivate the Jannah, he mentions two things. La ilaha illallah and subhanallah. Making a zikr of Allah. Through the zikr that we make, we're actually cultivating our own Jannah. Saying la ilaha illallah, saying subhanallah. We are seated here in the masjid. Regarding the masjid, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tells us that we should raise the name of Allah in the houses of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. But in the houses of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you raise the houses of Allah, build the masajid, and you take the name of Allah in the house of Allah. And then Allah speaks about certain very outstanding people. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. There are certain people that they engage in the worldly activities. But the worldly activities, mundane activities, that does not stop them from making the zikr of Allah. That's the most important thing, priority in their lives. They know they need to attach themselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so they make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything make the zikr of Allah. Every creation of Allah make the zikr of Allah. This is mentioned in the Quran. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, praises Allah, glorifies Allah. Allah doesn't need our zikr. We need to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is independent. Every creation of Allah make the zikr of Allah. But when we make the zikr of Allah, it is for our benefit. We need to attach ourselves to Allah. In one verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says it. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَا كِلَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. There's not a single creation of Allah, but praises Allah, glorifies Allah, make the zikr of Allah. We may just look at a tree. We may just look at a blade of grass. We may just look at a plant. We may just look at a fruit or a tree. We just look at it. But everything is engaged in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in a way that is best known by Allah in that creation. Yes, we may not understand it. When every creation is engaged in zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we are afzalul makhluq, the greatest creation of Allah. Why should we be engaging in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He told his son, I'm giving you advice to do two things, and I'm giving you advice to stay away from two things. The two advices I'm giving you, And look at this. This is an advice that a Nabi is giving to his son. A father to his son. Such advice comes with the greatest amount of love, concern and passion. He says, my son, two things you must do. Say, La ilaha illallah, and say Subhanallah. He didn't tell him anything else. Didn't tell him about worldly things. Say La ilaha illallah, and say Subhanallah. And then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son what the benefit of La ilaha illallah. Says that if the sky and the earth, both of them have to come together and get locked up. Right now, the sky is where it is. The earth is where it is. But if the sky and the earth have to get together, everything is locked up. There's nobody can escape from that. But this La ilaha illallah is such that when you say it, it will penetrate through the sky and the earth and reach Allah Ta'ala. In other words, there's no barrier between the zikr of La ilaha illallah and Allah Ta'ala. It reaches Allah directly. We just take it for granted. We just make it the zikr of La ilaha illallah. But the effect of that, what happens with the zikr? It goes directly and reaches Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, you know the subhanallah, what it is? The subhanallah, it is that salatul khalq. It is the dua of the zikr of the creation of Allah. وَبِهَا يُرْزَقُ الْخَلْقُ. And through the barakat of subhanallah, when a person praises, glorifies Allah by saying subhanallah, it is through this Allah grants rizq to his creation. And two things, my son, you must not do. Kufr and shirk. Turning away from Allah, making partners from Allah, these two things you should never ever do. So this is some of the fazail, some of the virtue of zikr. In one hadith, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the angels, inna lillahi malaikatan yaltamisuna turuq, yatufuna turuq. The certain special angels of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they come out and they move around on the different roads. Yaltamisuna ahla dhikr. They look for those people that are making zikr. Sometimes a businessman, a person that is doing a particular product, you'll go high and low around the world to look for a particular product. The product that the malaika are looking for is the zikr of Allah. The different corners of the world are spreading and they're looking for this product. Who is making the zikr of Allah? When there's a group of people that sit and make the zikr of Allah, the angels, tanadaw, they call out to the other angels, what you people are looking for? What you're looking for, we found it. Halumma ila hajatikum. Come here. This is your people's need. There's the people making zikr. Come join this gathering. And when all the angels gather in that place where zikr is being made, then from there right up to the sky is the heap up. They join the zikr. And after the zikr, they go and present the zikr to Allah. Allah asked the angels, where you came from? Say, oh Allah, we have come from a group of people that are making a zikr. What do they want? Allah, they want you. Did they see me? No, they didn't see me. So Allah asked, what if they would have seen me? The angel said, Allah, had that creation seen you, they would have made more zikr, they would have made more ibadat. What do they want? They want Jannah. Did they see Jannah? No, they didn't. Had they seen Jannah, what would have happened? They would have desired Jannah more. What are they asking refuge from? Allah, they're asking refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? No, they didn't. Had they seen Jahannam, what would have happened? Allah, they would have made everything possible to abstain from the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah, this is a discussion between Allah and the angels. Allah will then say, I make you angels my witness that I have granted them Jannah and have saved them from the fire of Jahannam. This is just the barakat of zikr. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat every single day of our life. 10, 15 minutes in isolation. Go and make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You know, some of us, we've got our habits. We can have the most busiest day, the most important thing to do, but we must have our tea in the morning. There can be a tsunami that come out. There can be an earthquake. You will say, no, hold on. First let me have my tea so my head works properly. So that tea must be there before we can attend to any worldly cause. That when that is the attitude, oh, probably in the age of technology, probably won't go anywhere without our cell phone. Just leave the house, you see something empty in your pocket. You return in the house to butcher a cell phone, go back there. When we attach ourselves with the cell phone so much, we feel uneasy because of the absence of the cell phone. Why not feel uneasy when we did not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we need to push ourselves with certain things. We need to prioritize. We are getting older. Our time for going in the qabr is not long. It's soon. Some of us have reached close to the age of 60. And we don't know how many more years. Let us make an intelligent investment for ourselves and for our qabr and akhirat. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite three times. Qul huwallahu ahad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Every one of us will make our own zikr loudly and try to concentrate in the zikr, and thereafter inshallah we will make dua. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu ma'i, Allahu ma'i, Allahu nadiri, Allah, 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 Allah.
Now I quoted the hadith. When a person makes zikr, the angels go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah asks the angels, what these people want? They say they want Jannat. What they are seeking refuge from? Jahannam. After making zikr, Allah will grant it to us Jannah, Allah will save us from Jahannam, but lift up our hands and ask Allah for Jannat, ask Allah to save us from Jahannam, save us, our wives, our children, our family, our near dear ones, and the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.